in the disciples, he is also considered to be. To the Guru. As the other day, we mentioned the address of Prabhupada in that year. He is addressing to the disciples. Oh, you, my deliverer from my danger. You all disciples, you have come to help me in this endless atomless ocean. You have some concrete things here to help. So there I was remembering one of our God brother, the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, who went in the second installment to London, and by the order of Guru Maharaj, he made one disciple, Vinod Ban, and he is now the London mosque, oldest mosque of the Bhagavad management. That mosque is there. Vinod Ban became disciple of that Goswami Maharaj. He took sannyas after the departure of Guru Maharaj, he took sannyas from him, coming back from London. When he went to London, he was quite left, but a senior teacher, he was a strong teacher. In his quite dressed, he began preaching, and one young man leaving his family became his disciple, attracted by his lecture. Still living in Bon Baba, in 2 years later. He left his young wife and the family and was so much attracted by his advice and left home and rejoined him. At that time, due to some difference between the trustees, we all left. Many of us left the main mission and wandering here and there, had to settle. That Goswami, he was a Prakito. So in his Makura home, he retired there. I went there to fetch him. We were a senior teacher, and we were giving the association and settling up at your home. That is intolerant. Then I had to stay there for 15 days continuously. I told without taking you my own to leave the place. And what to do? He left the place and came with me. Bakura from there, that to Nabo. And then he took sannyas. Sannyas. And he gave a statement. As this sannyas given to me by my disciple, Bon Baba. At that time, his name was Bhuti. When I visited his home, he wanted a name for him, from me. I gave the name Bhishnijan. From Bhuti, Bhishnijan's name was Bhishnijan. So, Goswami Maharaj asked, Vishnujan has given sannyas to me. A young disciple living his wife and her family, she has come to serve me, his guru, in a grihastha. Last time, he built a separate house, separate temple nearby his house. And that told me, that as long as I shall live, I will go on conceiving the subject of this law. I hope to go to sleep further. But anyhow, I influenced him and took him. And after taking from that, he told the disciple has given sannyasa. In young age, he has left his home and that God is right, and he is serving me as his guru. So he thinks to me so much that I'm doing my project. I am a household lad and disciple, he is a renowned. So the disciple also may be called Guru's brother. All these things here, position is necessary. So no other qualification, but things here, I am coming. That is what. Lalulam matmadulam nikar. Only one price, single price. What is that? Things here are mismatched. You have to think. That is the capital to start with. Things here, Hankar. I want my Lord to start with, to satisfy him. I don't live for my satisfaction. I'm sure that my satisfaction is dependent on the satisfaction of the center. If it does not exist independently, a part of the whole satisfaction. My joy is a part of the joy of the whole. And the connection with that whole, supreme whole, can be had only through serving attitude, sacrifice, surrender. He is full, he is perfect. I am imperfect. But my perfection, connection, is inevitable with the perfection. And to approach the perfection, the way is such, sacrifice, surrender. No other capital can be utilized there. Because all things, all limited, whatever I shall conceive and make any plan or program, that will be all nonsense. Infinite consciousness, infinite decision, our particular particle of decision has no value. No value. Only surrender has that. So the goodwill of the center is the waves coming from the center all around and try as much as possible to be one with that. That flow of energy coming from the center to distribute happiness, pleasure to one and all, to feed all. Our real food is satisfaction, joy, happiness, pleasure, that is our food. That is the food of everyone, in the real sense. In the real sense, in the real objectification of us, only to live on pleasure, joy. That is the point of pleasure, the highest life of life. And the wheel coming from the center to feed everyone. But there are so many that refuses that food box that comes. And they separate in Palestine. That has done all mischief to our own life and the present. Idea of everything that is. So that somebody thinks that that box, that ego, that should be resolved. That should be resolved, and that also can be successfully resolved by the help of that absolute wave. So when your agents carrying that wave come to recruit us from our position, and as much as we shall be able to. To dethrone our limited interest, ego. And to identify with that infinity, we will be more than more successful. We have a real life, we will be able to feel that what is real, what is unreal. Now what is day, that will be night, and what is night to us, that will be day. Learn to be celebrated. Now surrender means to the gradual death, to accept the gradual death of the so-called ego, which has taken possession of us. We think that is a part of us, but no, that is master, that ego. That guides us, that narrow sense, interest, concern, that is the end. Ahankar, vidyati, vihayakranti, that time box, time with the distance, with the environment, I want this thing, I want that thing, I don't want this thing, this sort of nature, natural tendency within us, that ego. And that is our greatest enemy, our ahankar. And from there springing up Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mat, the source is ego. And from there all these engagements, marriage engagements are coming to guide us in the wrongness direction. So with the help of the gentleman, with the help of peace, Shraddha, that we can gather with Sukriti. Sukriti that is help given by the agents of the Supreme unconsciously to us. Injection, unconscious. Just as in a hospital, the patient is unconscious and doctor giving injection to him. Then the consciousness coming back. So not only patient is unconscious, but sometimes they move their limbs madly. What is that? When in Vita unconsciously one is throwing his hands, feet, all this, what is called? A sort of movement of the body and Vita. So our movement is like that. Being unconscious in a proper way, but being misguided by the demonic that consciousness we have thrown our hands speaking and discord and that is, but medicine has its effect, Sukriti. Independent of us, so many agents that are moving all through, carrying that good knowledge of that affection of the Lord that uses our energy in some way or other. I have a garden and they take some flower and my energy, independent of my consciousness, is used in the service of the Lord. That is that Sukriti. So Sukriti, from Sukriti, Shraddha, faith comes, and by faith we go to the man of faith, that is Sadhu, and then the independent transaction begins, and gradually you can make progress and go. You can see the unseen, and what is seen is that is useless. I say the receiving aspect of the world, the phenomenal aspect. They are as if they are tempting us, oh, I am here, enjoy me. The money will say, oh, take me and enjoy. Woman to man to woman, oh, enjoy. then name and the fame, coming low, credit, goodwill, I am here, take me and enjoy. So when you are having coming from the whole direction, and we are servants of that. We are slaves to that, but we must come out of this slumber and the association, good association, and we will speak your service of God. They are our real help, real strength to guide us towards proper destination, towards the center. Now it will be strength. Learn surrender, the noble life. Don't seek any pleasure by disturbing others and disturbing the whole at the cost of the whole. Don't try to invalidate your own happiness. Noble life. Noble life. Learn to give you what others happiness. Then others is not a real conception of you, but really the whole, not any less than that. What is the conception of the whole? Do for the whole and not for any part. Do not do for you and at the same time not any part. However, Jesus is missing to your center. Sacrifice for the country, sacrifice for the community, but all extended selfishness. So try to eliminate that. Then we'll come to Paramabrahma conception, eliminating so-called extended selfishness. We will have to test the Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, Bhagavat conception, three times. All accommodating aspect, Brahma, which is the largest and which accomplishes everything within him. Paramatma, all permeating, what you are fine, finest of the fine, entering their visibility. Those opposite conception. The innermost controller and the outermost accommodator and controller at the same time. Then third thing, the power. The power, willpower, by whose will everything may come and go. The master of power. Not accommodating, not permeating, but all regulating. That should be the highest thing. Narayana Vaishya. Then generally the ordinary spiritualists who are disgusted with this material mortal loss and gain, they try to find out all the accommodating aspects, Brahma. Another section, all permeating aspects, these two. And they want to be one with them. One with them. And no separate movement. To become one with them. That is very mukti. Salvation, very good. Renunciation complete. To be one with the cause. All accommodating or all permeating cause to be one with them. Salvation, very good. But the Vaishnava children of us, they have got Sukriti and for that they have got proper thinking from the scripture this is not Janadharma on the other side. This is not the only one defective, but non-defective, perfect one is also there. This sort of conception they get through that. Sukriti. And they want to cross over this line of human creatures, that is the Arsita, Arteta, Madden, and another life, the opposite direction. They are an exploitation, they are to be exploited. Dedication. The life of dedication is honorable and higher than the eternal life. You find the other side, higher side, super subjective side. We are subject, we are in the living of, in the identity of object, but where we shall be object and there shall be the subject in the higher side, super subject. And there, every unit to carry out the order, carry out the order of the center, and not themselves center of order, but only to carry out that is at one. And to practically feel that gradually and enter. And there, and also to get the taste of a noble life. Yes, only by loving we can get pleasure, no? By giving also we can get pleasure. And this one also we find. Some, there are groups who by loving they get pleasure. There are also no ones of men who, by giving, who get pleasure, the higher type of pleasure. In this way, the wholesale adaptation of giving, not giving to any party like Mishra, but to the perfect Sankara, Sankara, to give to the God, to the Sankara. These things. Whatever we do with this idea, Sambandha of that, we take the name or we worship, or we chant, preach, whatever. The background, the Sambandha of God must be like this. So repetition of these things, again and again, the meaning is that our temperament, our nature of action, whatever we do, we think, or we work, we worship, or we read, or preach, or taking the name, whatever. But the Sambandha of God, in how we shall do that? How? That, what should be the standpoint of those activities? That is the Shivan Mukha, at the beginning of surrender. You are the Santa. Santa may not be known to us so easily in our present state, but as much as possible, we shall have to conceive the end of the scripture and the song. And our Sadhya Vijayana Bhanugyatu Manusamitasi, the approval of our inner thought, we shall approve that direction. The approval of our inner heart. So by giving and giving to the center and the giving not to Brahma conception or Paramatma conception, but the all regulating, all master, all Lord conception. Now the Lord, all regulator, but regulation by force, regulation by his power, then the finest power is discovered as affection. Law regulation is an abstract thing. That is not coming law from higher. But when we are conscious that the center is above law, that must be also created. He has had it by himself and for himself, by himself and for himself. That is the that is the conception of the prime cause. He is by himself and he is for himself. By himself already it is there, but for himself our future. By himself it is past, but for himself there is. And the future is our real concern. How we shall do, utilize ourselves, our energy. because our teacher good. And if the teacher good, the father something like that. Teacher, power. Power himself. The power himself. We shall try to catch naturally. The power himself. Everything power himself. We are start to fulfill the desire. That is how we do with this conception, and we have to think the perfection and mercy of that is above all, that is the highest kingdom of the highest entity, Srimad Bhagavatam, the head of the crown of all the real scriptures, and the Sri Chaitanya he himself the most generous. That's why we call Jesus came to this place. They are recommending for this the all affection, the home, we shall go home. With this energy and encouragement, we shall do anything and everything to help out. Everyone wants to satisfy, help himself, but helping is of different kinds. This is sort of self-help and also help to the public. That will be the poem of most noble and sure. So not only to save us, but also to fulfill our whole existence. Every part of my body is crying for the other. Corresponding part of the body and that supreme what is it? All our inner demands, whatever can be satisfied only by our commission is that sansara. Sabbhadharmān purishtam justification of this announcement in Bhagavad Gita, the crown of the whole revealed to or the give up all conceptions of duty, however pure it may be, it may seem to you, give up them. All the duty, all kinds of duty, however purity feel in them, give up. And only one way to be, won't be given, won't have to repent. As such, you won't have. With this faith, this underground foundation we have to walk on. What we have to do? We take the men, we do any service, any gardening, or watering, or cleansing, or worshipping, or distributing men, distributing books, but this sort of sambandha jnana, how to do? Who am I? Where am I? What is my goal and how to move? The sambandha vidhya prayojan, three things are necessary for our progress. Sambandha, who am I, where am I, what am I, all these things, analysis of the environment. And what is my goal? Another. What is my destination? Prayojan and obhijo, the means to the end. What is the means to the end? Three things necessary. Sambandha, obhijo, prayojan. In the revealed scripture, we get suggestion to understand things from three standpoints. Sambandha, obhijo, prayojan. The best purpose position of the mission and then running. And what is the end goal, destination? And how to approach the goal. These things must be clear always. Whatever you do, if these three things are satisfied, then every action will be devotion, that will be progress. Otherwise, plodding in darkness, hither, thither. Gavai Sadhu Sangha, the scripture, reveal scripture, and the exponent of those scriptures, they get greater and that part in this way. So Sadhu has to be bought. Only in application of the Sadhu and heart and then part in our time. Even if it's necessary, necessary to correct our program. Sometimes, many times, we find we make a program and accordingly we want to go next further. But sometimes it may be necessary to correct the program also. Because we are plugging in the world of imperfection and try to go towards perfection. So as long as we are in necessity, but our sincerity of heart helps us agree. Ultimately our own heart is our guide, not brain. Brain more or less contaminated with the puzzling invention of this world, how we can exploit more especially at present. Who can exploit more, the position is the heart. Exploit more. Krishna conception. Vaishnava, those that are the agents of Vishnu, Narayana, to deliver the fallen souls. If you abuse them, then men become dissatisfied. Yeah. Those revealed scriptures that are taking us the name of the Lord, advising us, if we abuse them, then men is dissatisfied. Because we must have a proper conception of Gurudev. If we are sincerely searching after the Lord, then Lord is also approaching us, and the meeting point in Guru is his representation. So Gurudev should always be seen as the representative of God, not ordinary human being. Though we find that he is sleeping, eating, he is suffering from disease, just as Ganges water is physically filthy, but still it can purify everything. The dirty Ganges water can purify. Purificatory capacity is not lost by physical darkness. So, Guru Vaishnava, they should not be seen to the material eye, but there is another reason to which they should be estimated. Then fourth, we should not unnecessarily go on abusing other demigods. When comparison is necessary to establish the supremacy of the Lord Vishnu, then we can show indifferently, but not in the spirit of abusing other persons as demigods. Then fifth is, we should not consult dictionary to find out the meaning of the words that are given to us by men. Because the fullest sense we have to take. Every word, every meaning, it is pushed to the highest sense, it goes to the center. So the dictionary meaning should not be attached to the men and the ground. Krishna name bahu atma mahimani sam sundar jasoda munda nahi mast jan dilwahi the name is representing that the answer is this idea we shall take the name. Then Asadadhani Namdam, one who is not who does not deserve to the sufficient faith he has got, if for some treasury purpose we bestow name to him, we commit offense against now name is dissatisfied. Then if we think that the name is one of so many physical good things, we can serve the country, we can read the holy scriptures, and we can wonder holy places. But that's good. Name also a good thing, one of them. Then there is this regard about the name. Name is above all. No unificatory function as taking the name to be found any other good activity. Then Namo Vali Papa Buddhi. If we think that if we take one name, then all these things signify. So let me go on singing and taking the name, and name will purify. If we try to utilize men to remove doubt from me, that is offense. That is a ruse to men. Because we should worship him, serve him, and not try to use him in my service to remove my doubt. Not with that sense we shall take them. Then if we have got any particular attraction for any mundane thing, that must be uprooted. We shall go to Krishna, back to God, back to home. If you are taking them, transformation will begin with the mental system and the unbiased and prejudice. We shall try to go where the name will set from this world consciousness to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, to the yoga. And it's last that we must set the name that I am not pressed to go to some undesirable position. I am going home. It is very sweet. That is my home. And now I am wandering in the foreign land, non-sympathetic. But I am really going to my home. There in the, under the holy feet of the divine Lord, among everything is there. All research, every research are there. So back to God, back to home, with this spiritual self-taking. There are namabhas. By taking the name, if we have not these offenses with open mind, but no special positive attraction, then liberation we can get. But we must have in our view the attainment of the positive service of Krishna and his services. With this positive idea we must go on taking them, not only to avoid the negative side. Sankatya Palyasya Stubhevam, four kinds of namavas which grant liberation, but not positive engagement in this holy service of Krishna. We should avoid them. Avoid them. Always our aim, object will be how to get the dedicated life for the service of that noble law. With this spiritual. Now we have to go and prostrate before the Vaishnava, and they go to the temple, and then taking this religious Mahamantra, counting the bit, and then you will take the Sadhana. So you keep it, it's a sort of service, you may give yourself.
Thank you, Maharaj.
service is all in all. We have to notice very special care in it all. The service and the form, it is culture and not idleness, not renunciation, not mainly renunciation, but positive engagement. The form is not very important thing, but the life is important, which is devoted in the form. It is not retirement from the worldly world, an engagement to the fullest engagement. Wherever I get, I must collect that now. Service. Nahang vipru, natu narpati, natu vashu, natu jyu. Nahang vadni, natu kriyapati, na banastu, jatibba. Kinta pradhan, nishida paramananda, purnama, sarvi. Gopi, bhatti, parakamada, yur, jasa, dasa, amada. My real necessity is to get the privilege of serving to the Lord of Gopi. And this, the Brahminism or Garastha or Sannyas, Brahmachari, all these forms that are not necessary for me. I disown from that position that I am a Sannyasi, I am a Brahmachari, I am a Garastha, I disown totally. Only my positive place is this, that I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of Gopi. That Mahaprabhu has to. And he satisfied Dham Sunna Bhakti. Not that the service is generally respected by the ordinary public, that education that will fetch more, no. The tendency, the attitude by which I am serving, that is valuable. Sometimes the meanness, the service of the worst attracted most. Mahaprabhu himself, seeing Gundicha Marjam, he himself switched the doubt and the, with his own Uttariya. He left it outside and they washed it by his own hand. And when Prasadrudra wanted to see Mahaprabhu, he did not allow. But when he found that Prasadrudra, though he is sitting in the home, but before Jagannath he is serving as a sweeper, that attracted Mahaprabhu. And he thought, oh, to Jagannath he is a servant and was the best servant. Then he was very much impressed with his devotional attitude and accepted the very day for Prabhupada. So service is all important, and these are forms to be used in the service. Prabhupada created this separate thread, conferred this separate thread to show, and the sannyas to show, that with all these we have to serve the Lord. It does not mean that I have got a position of a Brahmin, I have got a position with a sacred thread, I have got a respectable position in the society, I shall do like that, or I am a sannyasi, I must not allow myself to do ordinary activities, service. Not for that, but to show, instead of all these honorable position of a Brahmin, his sacred thread, and the sannyasi is a dhando, I am near the servant of the Lord, of servant, servant. All these are subservient to the satisfaction of the Vaishnava and others. Ramanu is one, he was a Brahmin. Ramanu, and also a good scholar, And the other is one Vaishnava of lower caste and also not educated. But he was a true Vaishnava. Ramanuj wanted to get his remains to Krishna. The Vaishnava Vibhag can take the Krishna, the remaining after taking prasadam, then my devotion would be increased, enhanced. Vaishnava prasadam. So, but that gentleman, Vaishnava, he avoids that anyone would come and take his Ukkishtam. He cannot allow. Generally, Vaishnava never give their Ukkishtam to anyone. Rather, they are very careful that anyone and everyone may take Ukkishtam, then his devotion will be decreased. So, he avoided. But one day Ramanuj invited him with much respect and a request that please take prasadam one day in my house. I am very eager to Prabhupada Vaishnava Seva. I think you to be a Prabhupada Vaishnava and please take prasadam one day. I am invited. And to encourage Ramanuj because he was a Brahmin and a Pandit and a young man. And we do much service in the sampradaya. He accepted the invitation. And Ramanuja's mind was that if he takes prasadam in my house, then I can get his system. With that, I